introducing your mommy to your mother. So I got the idea for this one a couple months ago, and I was so excited about it. The only thing was that I couldn't make it yet because I still had to make stuff for March at the time. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be for April. And I started talking about it right away when I came up with this idea because I was so excited about it and I could not wait to make it, but I did have to wait a little bit since I was busy doing March's audios. And when it finally became time to work on it, I was so excited. I'm hoping this is going to be a hit. I'm really excited about it. It sounded like the best idea. This is something that I myself have fantasized about. I was talking with a very good friend of mine, but we were talking about it and how awesome that would be. This was before I ever got the idea for this audio, and I never even planned to make an audio at that time. I didn't even think about it, but I just thought that would be so fun to do. And then, you know, like, the mother would probably get freaked out. Like, this would be in real life, just thinking about this scenario. And then, you know, there could be some friendly competition. It basically, like, the way it played out in the audio wasn't exactly what I had in my mind, but I did have it, like, where I was thinking, you know, the mother really wouldn't like that. But then when I was making this audio, it felt right for there to be, like, things start off on the right foot until he starts calling her mommy, and then she starts, you know, treating him like, you know, he's her good boy, and his mother, it doesn't really know how to take it. And in this one, you know, I see him as being a mama's boy. So that's why, you know, his mom is kind of like, is this my replacement? It's not sexual with the mother and son at all. But it's, okay, so I once heard that between ages, like when you're born to when you're 18, that's when you spend 90% of your time with your parents. Meaning that, like, all the time you're ever gonna spend with your parents in your entire life, 90% of that time is up until you're 18. And that's actually a really scary thought too. Because, yeah, I mean, I think about myself and that's true. Ooh. Yeah, okay, kind of a depressing thought. But anyway, you know, you've got this mom who's not gonna see her son very much ever again. And, you know, he's got his new mommy now to take care of him. And she wants to take care of him. And it's hard for her, I think. And especially because this woman is older and she just wants what's best for her son. And I understand her being afraid of the age difference because maybe she's afraid about the woman having different life experiences than he has had. But yeah, she's not happy about it. And she does not keep it to herself at all. And I really had a lot of fun building all that tension between them and having that awkwardness. I loved having the awkwardness between the mom and the mommy. It was a lot of fun. And I love trying to make it as awkward as possible between them. Because if you're going with a scenario like this, you kind of go all out with it. I mean, I guess, you know, I could have gone, like, further and, like, done, like, kinky mommy good boy stuff, like serious mommy dom or something. But I wanted to keep it realistic and not too, like... This one, I think it's fantasy, but it's very realistic at the same time. Like, I could see this happening. I definitely could. And if the son wasn't a mama's boy and he wanted to, like, fuck with his mom, then yeah, I could definitely see this happening and the girlfriend being in on it. But that's not the situation here. This is, like, true mommy dom. So yeah, there are guest rooms in the house, but she has to sleep on the couch. Oh my gosh. And she's not allowed to be in the same bedroom as her boyfriend. And they're going to be having a baby together too. And they're also engaged. So, not that the mom knows all that, but still. Even though when the mom does find out, she's not like, oh, go sleep in my son's room. No, she's still keeping them separated. I really feel for, you know, my character here. Because it's scary, for one, to meet your significant other's parents. Like, that's a terrifying experience, for one. And then to have it go this poorly, that's also bad. And then to have to sleep on the couch. You're a grown woman, and you have to sleep on the couch. Not even a lot. I mean, that's fine. You know, if there weren't guest rooms. But the fact that, like, her significant other is in a bed, she can be in that bed with him. So yeah, putting myself in her shoes, oh, it's awful. So awful. Now, I myself have never been good at that whole sleeping in different rooms thing. Because my mom had that rule. You have to sleep in a different room. I was an adult. And I was not allowed to sleep in the same room as my significant other if my significant other was in town or was staying over during the holidays. They had to sleep in the attic. And then I had to sleep in my room. That was her rule, which I always broke. Every time. And it was funny because she actually called me out on it. She was driving me back to college, and she was like, so, you know, I heard the footsteps upstairs, and I know you went up to the attic once I went to bed. I was like, oh, you knew that, huh? So I got caught. And then, actually, I think that this is where she wanted to, like, have the sex conversation with me. I think. Maybe? And she was like, so, are you having sex? Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is when it happened. And then she's like, you can tell me. I want you to tell me before you tell any of your friends. You can tell me anything. You know, you can tell your mom. I want to hear all about it. Seriously. I have a pretty cool mom. In some respects. Not in the sleep in different bedrooms respects. And so, yeah, of course, you know, she sneaks into his room, obviously. You know, speaking from my own experience, yes, she's going to sneak into his room. Well, I mean, it would be best if he could just stand up to his mom and, you know, say, no, she's going to sleep in my room, mommy. But yeah, so she sneaks into his room because, yeah, of course she does. And, yeah, there's some really nice mommy dom. So yeah, I don't think that she's ever going to get along with her mother-in-law, unfortunately.